the No Randy podcast. I'm your host, Andrew, and I'm joined with Nick, who is the star.
No, we're getting this guy on the show. We need to ban this guy.
Daddy's back.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know what's been going on these last couple of weeks with this Microsoft duo. Why be a Microsoft duo when you could be an Apple trio?
The Talosive Z Fold, because
there's three of us.
Three of us now. Now we can make the letter Z. So welcome back, Randy.
Hello.
Glad you could make it. And you're looking ever so Tim Cookish this morning, might I add.
Good morning. Good morning, Talosive Podcast. I'm so excited to be with you this morning. Good morning.
And we should be hearing that soon. Guys,
yeah, what?
Few
what?
More days to go.
Girl,
we're almost there.
Cheers to us.
less than a week. At the time people are listening, just a few more days.
Yeah.
Until iPhones. Finally, again.
You know it's crunch time because we're recording this right now in the morning, and this will be out same day. So,
assuming Randy can upload his video.
Assuming and Nick doesn't have wrong. Computer problems. You want to tell
what?
The people
I
what's going on,
I never have
Nick?
Computer problems.
Yeah.
That's my MacBook true. Pro is definitely not dead in the water at the moment.
Yep.
Do you want to talk about that, Nick?
I do, actually. Apple sucks.
What just
and
happened?
It's Tim Cook's fault. Steve Jobs never had any of these problems, and now I'm here without a Mac.
Steve Jobs. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. That's true. There were never quality control problems.
Under never.
You're holding it wrong. You were holding it wrong.
I think Nick was opening his MacBook wrong because he was getting ready to record the show today. And what happened?
I literally opened up my MacBook and I use the Windows partition for work. And I'm not in the macOS partition all that frequently. I know. Sorry, I'm spitting in your direction, Drew. Anyway, I went to turn it on this morning.
You're using it wrong.
And it just said, it started booting into Windows, which was weird after I told it to boot into macOS. And then I tried booting it into Windows again, and it popped up with a little circle with a strike through. And I was like, uh-oh. Oh, this is going to make a fun morning. And
also, that needs a name.
Yeah, what is
that thing?
I think it's like a strike through or no symbol or something. Anyway. Like, well,
I stole that joke from Portlandia.
Great.
Sorry. Go ahead.
I like that show. That's a
it's
good
great.
Show.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway,
sorry,
it's not
Nick.
Working. So we are recording on a new microphone directly into the camera. If this sounds terrible, it's Randy's fault because he couldn't fix the audio quality.
Because I literally have no turnaround period. We have to get this up immediately.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Nick. That sucks. You should be really, really mad at whoever sold that to you.
I know.
Sounds like an idiot.
I'm going to ask for a refund. You know, I've only been using it for like more than half of a year.
No take back.
Every single day for like 12 hours a day. And I need a refund because this is terrible.
Yeah,
fair enough.
It's a no take backsies type of deal.
Are you guys excited though?
For Tuesday?
Are you pumped?
Tuesday?
Or for Tuesday?
Yeah. I've been more excited about events. And that's the sad thing.
Really?
Is much fun.
I'm so stoked. Rude.
Because
really
I was wondering
like
if
it.
Time flies kind of took the energy out of it.
It
now
did.
It's like
all the wind
overdue.
Is out of my sails.
No,
it's just
I
like
actually, I don't think that's what took the wind out of anything. I think that lack of breathing due to something took the air out of it. Or the wind
that would
or
take the air out, to be fair. Yeah.
All right, but guys, we get another high polished Apple keynote. No, I'm excited for it.
I'm getting tired.
I'm hoping
of
it's longer than the last one.
Yeah.
What's wrong with doing a 42-minute something or another? Listen.
Well, it's going to take 40 minutes just to talk about 5G, I think.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure that's what a lot of this event is going to be
so
in the first place.
Help
so.
Me, Neptune. I'm telling you, if they do that, I'm walking away. I'm walking away for a bit. I'm like, I can't do it. I can't do it because then I'm going to come on the podcast because we'll do a same day reaction podcast recap. And I'm just going to sit
for
here
sure.
talk for every minute they spend on 5G is every minute I'm going to spend on 5G talking about how much I hate it because it's irrelevant
let's do that.
Right now. It doesn't matter. It does not matter. It's about
right now. It's always irrelevant.
But well, especially for you guys. I mean, even here, like, OK, rural America, you care less. Metropolitan America, it doesn't even...
You could care less.
I could care less.
Care less twice.
I don't think it makes a difference, to be honest.
No.
I think we would rather just have better coverage 4G than 5G. Here we are. We're already starting it. I'll save my rant for the post. Yeah. Hopefully they just talk about it briefly and it's not a big deal. That's what my hope is.
Like, yeah, Qualcomm forced us to put this thing in. It's totally not ready yet. So, there you go.
Man, if only Qualcomm, we could find where their headquarters was at in San Diego. San Diego. Yeah, their headquarters is over here, and I thought about going over there. What's wrong with you people? Protesting. So,
did you hear about the staggered release? There's going to be three. If Kang is right, which he was right about event.
I'll believe it when Quain X says something.
Oh, okay. Some people think it's the same person.
I'm going to believe it when Tim Apple says something.
That's fair. He has a 100% track record.
He does. This Phil Schiller guy has like a really bad track record.
Phil Schiller was only wrong about one product. And
still, that's not a great track record.
Innovate anymore. Yeah. But I think, would you guys rather them delay the 12 mini an extra week just so that there's two separate pre-order times instead of three?
Ooh. No.
So you're okay with having three. You're just mad that the Pro Max is delayed as far as it is.
No, because I'm not going to get the Pro Max.
I know from a personal standpoint, you don't.
Specifically from a business standpoint, do as many get it as soon as possible. If you have to wait, I hate waiting just for the sake of let's just do it consistently, which is why I don't understand the AirPods Studio. I don't understand AirTags. Just announce when you can, unless there's something internal that's keeping like those accessories from being announced. Then delay it. But if you're just going to delay the 6.1 inch for the sake of – so it can match up with Mini and Pro Max, then I you're just wasting time because there is a market of people who are fine with the 6.1. And if they can get it sooner, then lucky you, you're getting the most boring iPhone this year. Especially if you're doing it based off – like if you get – No, what I really don't get is the price difference between the same configuration just because one's going to have an extra lens and LiDAR and you're going to spend up so much more money.
Steal!
That's it.
That sold me.
Future!
I need that graphite.
I know. Yeah, get them out as soon as possible. And if that means the other ones have to delay longer, then I guess delay longer. But... I'm of the opinion they should have done the keynote last month because it seems to me the 6.1 inch has been ready. You should have done the keynote last month and just do what you did with iPhone 10 and have it delayed for following month whenever pre-orders next month. And there's that. I believe maybe marketing wise they didn't do that because too much time might lapse and it would be if that reality distortion of ooh new will fade and then you don't really care
and you kill your current sales too.
Is that the with that sad cat effect?
That Aussie effect that
he was born somewhere though.
Ozonator.
Ozonator effect. Osborne effect. Yes.
That's it. You got that's it. That's it.
That's the one.
Yeah. We can't say that anymore. The Jason Bourne effect.
The Jason
Bourne effect. Hey, are you guys going to be upgrading? I'm pretty sure Drew and I talked about this last week, and Drew's going to be getting a new phone of some sort because his old one's
I think I'm getting three
for.
This year.
Drew's getting every model
to review.
I mean, he'll return it. But
three out of four, I'm getting.
And two out of three, he's returning.
Yes.
Yeah.
What about you, Randy?
Perspective is everything, and
it's complicated.
If it's true that the Pro Max, its relationship status with iPhone is complicated. If iPhone 12 Pro Max is the only one with the best of the best of the best, and they're going back to that model. This will be the first time in over 5 years that I will not bite and I will not get the best of the best for the sake of it. And I know I told you guys a while ago that I was like, if there's better sensors, that's the thing that would push me over. Thinking about it further, I I'm going to approach it differently because I don't really need – I don't need it. And I know nobody needs it, but for $1,200 base price to get a 1.6 aperture for telephoto and stainless steel and 5G and all these other things, LiDAR, most of those things I don't care about. And if the resolution and the OLED panels are the same, I only care about one out of all those things, and it's not millimeter wave, 5G technology. It's going to be the sensor of a camera. But with that, realistically, you guys know I'm a fan of the smaller form factor. An iPhone mini is definitely more appealing to me, and I don't think I'm going to sell or get rid of my iPhone 11 Pro, which has telephoto, strictly because in January when I went to New York, I did a time lapse, and it never processed it, but I paid over $300 to get to the top of the Empire State Building to have the sunset, and I caught the sunset. And then it never processed my time lapse.
Oh my god, that's terrible! So
sad. I can't until it processes.
You should get on a popular tech podcast and complain about that, Randy.
I have multiple times, and I've also complained to Apple directly.
It's still processing.
It's still processing. to this day, I can't give up the phone just yet until it does that. And also, it's not apples to apples. It's really not that much different. Is it newer? Sure. Is it a little bit better? Sure. Is it noticeable? Only side by side. But if I really need a telephoto, I'll use this camera. Or, as Nick and I have been talking kind of off screen, I've been getting more into my mirrorless camera, my dedicated camera, and I love this more, and I found more use cases for punching in on subjects and stuff like that than I would on the iPhone just when I'm traveling, and I think I'm going to get back into more of the dedicated cameras again for a little bit. So if all I have to give up is telephoto, but then get the form factor that I desperately love, okay. Because Midnight Blue, cool, sure. But I'm the green guy. Even though my background's purple, I'm the green guy, and there's no midnight green. So it's and I hear green's coming to the iPhone 11 or 12 mini. So maybe that one. I don't know. I like the idea of being more fun
like a
with
minty
the colors.
Green.
Yeah, it's gonna be
my wife
for Ryan
will
Reynolds.
Eat that up. She loves that color. So
you're thinking 12 mini?
I am. Again, I'll wait till the keynotes and see what's true, what's not. But assuming everything's true and everything that we know about it is 100% correct, I am about 95% sure that I will get the iPhone 12 mini.
Nice.
Okay.
I'd like to revise what I said last week because new data has come out. The Pro Max looks a lot more exciting with the 5X telephoto, the larger
the
pixels,
wording has confused me and others on that. So
okay. What's the actual wording then?
It's a 5X from the ultra wide.
Oh, are they going to pull one of those? No.
Mainly because of how Kang worded it. He made it, sound 4X optical on the 12 Pro, 5X optical on the 12 Pro Max. And it was translated, which was why it was a little bit confusing. I apologize for that. That's partially my fault.
All right, well, Drew.
For interpreting it that way.
I'm going back on
that's how I read it.
Wrecking my...
That's how it was being reported. So that's how I interpreted it.
You should just know. You have to know these things, Drew. It's your job.
It's your job to know, Drew. Why don't you know?
You guys know I get things wrong all the time.
You have never gotten anything wrong.
That's true. I do have a spotless track record. This
you make me
want to
go back
I've
on
ever...
vacation. I'm done. I just realized I still got bills to pay, so I'm here.
Yeah. We do.
Well,
it's
confusing nonetheless.
Before I leave, I was pretty undecided. I was going three different ways. Don't upgrade the small Pro and the Mini. I think I've eliminated the small Pro at this point, and it's going to be between the Mini and my iPhone 10.
Ooh, whoa.
I know.
Wait.
Sounds like everyone wants the Mini now.
Wait. Hold on, Nick. iPhone 12 mini or your current iPhone 10?
Yeah, that I downgraded from my iPhone 11 Pro. So like,
this is not the Nick and Sweeney I know. How long?
Right? You've changed my brain and the way it works to, go towards minimalism or something, Randy. How dare you? You've wrecked my life. But anyway, yeah, so I really appreciate the smaller form factor of the iPhone X. And honestly, besides the battery, it's perfectly fine. I mean, even with the battery issues, it's like at 81% battery health or something and lasts like a whole hour and 10 minutes. But I'm literally always sitting at this desk, literally always working. And the time I leave the house, the one of the main reasons why I always wanted the newest and latest and greatest phone is because I always wanted the best camera. Because if you're going to take a picture of something in the moment, I want that to be the best version it can be. Because in 5-10 years, when I'm looking back at my pictures, you know, I don't want to be like, oh,
on my yacht.
Yeah, on my yacht, searching through in my Cybertruck on my yacht. I don't want to have
my butler showing me it.
Having Jarvis show me all these pictures.
Having
Jarvis's
Randy
touch
show him
ID
all the pictures.
Or face ID. What, Randy! Master and Sweeney. Randy, how dare you?
You're going to be the Alfred to him as Bruce Wayne.
Hey, Alfred and Dark Knight and everything else is pretty bad, but yeah, he's good. I mean, if it's Alfred. Shall I get the Lamborghini then? Much more subtle.
Best camera possible.
Yeah, oh yeah. But I realize now I have, you know, this really nice Sony that's like amazing, and I'm taking that about as frequent out, you know, I don't go out of the house very often because, you know, pandemic and stuff. But when I do, I'm taking my camera with me and my phone. At which point I'm like, well, if I wanted to take a picture, I have, you know, a camera that's going to be better than any iPhone in the next 2 decades right here. And why would I, you know, try to take a picture with my phone? At which point the main upgrade reason is the camera for me. It always has been. The main upgrade reason has always been the camera.
And we don't care about the screens.
I mean, I'm not on it all that much.
Does that imply that the cameras are starting to plateau as well? Then?
No, the iPhone 10 camera is crap. I can confirm. I take pictures with that, and I'm like, ew. But, you know.
I took some decent photos on the 10, I remember.
I mean, they're decent.
I wouldn't say crap.
They're decent, but they're not good.
Come on! You're acting like you're using an iPhone 5S, which I still have.
Well, it's probably still better than iPhone 5S, but in comparison to the Sony that, you know, gets laser sharp focus every time with, you know,
that's
beautiful
a dedicated
bokeh.
Camera.
I know,
there,
and that's the comparison I'm having to make, right? Yeah. Like, I spent all this money on a real camera. Why would I also go spend more money on a smartphone camera?
That's true.
You know,
that is
I'm
very
not going to use all that often. I really only use my phone maybe 1 or 2 hours a day at most.
And that's, I find ourselves so all of us using
from
our
last year.
Yeah, but and I also think that with these cameras, I think what and we all have in common is that we end up using the front-facing camera more than the rear-facing camera most times. Go ahead, prove me wrong.
I don't take
wrong,
selfies,
Drew.
But
I
we
can't
do
say
face
the same.
A lot. Do you take a lot? What are you? I mean, you're not vlogging the same way, so I just assume. I just assume.
I've been taking a lot of pictures with my 11 Pro Max lately. Typically,
I wish you would post on Instagram because I'm not seeing it.
Well, I would. It's on my. I have a private Instagram that is not public because it has pictures mainly because I don't go very far. It's around the house and stuff, and I don't want people seeing what it looks like from the outside or anything. So it's private photos, but
I take a lot.
It's like, no, I don't care. People can know it exists. I mean, I have to approve you if you try to follow me. So if you try to follow me, I can just say
that
no.
Never mind. Anyway, but when you say
it's
photos,
789. Yeah. No.
What's the password, Drew?
Yeah, the password.
When you say
is,
you got photos around the house, you don't want people to see. It's just like wood damage, mold, termites.
Like, no, just, I will admit I have a very cute house. I like the way it looks.
So you're being narcissistic about your my house is so cute. It's so photogenic.
I just imagine.
Maybe you don't understand this, Randy, but when you pay it off, you have a new
Wow. Oh my gosh, Drew
actually went there, folks. I cannot believe this, Drew.
I know because
my Tesla Model 3 just looks better, and I wipe it down with a baby's diaper.
I know. You flex enough on me as it is. With the wooden play button, the Model 3. I got to bring up something. I got to flex somehow.
You can have your house all you want, but you'll never, never have the first one. Even if you get one, you'll never have the first one.
I'm jealous.
Wow. I'm wondering if I should have ever
But no, like...
That.
Night mode is awesome. I love night mode, and I've been using it more often lately. So,
but why is night mode on your iPhone when I could pull out my Sony that has a wonderful f/1.4?
I don't have a Sony, Nick.
I know, but you have a Blackmagic. That's even better.
It's for video. I don't think the Blackmagic even takes pictures.
Yeah, it does. It totally takes stills. They don't look great.
I don't know how. I've never taken a photo on my Blackmagic.
Really? Oh, come on. Didn't you guys take your wedding pictures? Randy, didn't you take the wedding pictures?
Yeah, those were videos. And Randy can attest.
And they were
I was filming.
They were just screenshots.
They were videos that we screenshotted, and they look great. So why take a picture if you can take 60 of them a second at 4K?
True. Yeah, that's a good point there.
And lift them. So yeah, all of our wedding pictures were just recordings of videos, but I don't know how they do in low light or anything like that. And I know you guys are getting into dedicated cameras again and everything.
Everyone
that's
should
great.
Follow my Instagram. I haven't shouted that. No.
Welcome to the Plug My Instagram show, everyone. Don't look up mine, please look up Nick's. But I used to do wedding pictures and wedding videos, and I don't like it. I'll be honest with you.
That's because it's
it's usually me messing around with the manual settings to try to get them to look like my iPhone.
Terrible.
That's what it turns into.
Well, if you don't appreciate the craft, then I guess, you know, you can just go be a basic boy with your iPhone, Drew, any day you want. But if you really want to get artistic and enjoy the quality and the manual adjustments, being able to perfectly compose just this beautiful picture exactly as you're imagining it, it's not something you can do with an iPhone. And that's something that I know I've done a 180 on over the past year because, man, it's nice having a real camera again.
Did you know I won an art contest with a photo I took with an old Canon T2i?
No. I didn't know you won an art contest.
I was so proud.
I've won many art contests myself. I've won an art contest.
I submitted it in
the Nick's Totally Cool Art Contest .com weekly. I won that first place.
It was a picture of a goat. It wasn't even my goat. I was just... it's just on a walk once, and I saw one, and I took a picture, and I submitted it. And they said I was... honorable mention or something. I didn't get anything, but they sent me magazines for 2 years or something.
The only claim to fame I have is I, for a very, very quick moment, I was on the, not trending, but the top of, not the number one, but I was top of hashtag shot on iPhone for like an hour.
Oh, wow.
On Instagram,
and then it got moved.
Weren't
so
you
quick.
Famous on YouTube for exposing the iPhone 7 Hissgate?
Yeah,
that shows up in my recommended sometimes.
Yeah. That was the first time I got. So I guess the way algorithms are not trending, but the way things like kind of work is that it's not the amount of views you get or clicks or whatever; it's how quickly the influx comes. And Hissgate for iPhone 7, I made a real one where I had it like I was recording and I had it up against my ear and I'm listening and you hear the thing that I was doing. I was like, oh wow, it is there, okay, whatever. And then there's another one where I was trolling. It's like, oh, here's how you fix it. Boom! Problem solved. It was one of my most disliked videos I've ever. Like, okay, I'm going to send you all the definition of a joke because clearly, you know, went over it. But but the shot on iPhone thing was kind of like, hey, I got. But as quickly as it was there, and this was years ago, it was gone just as quickly as it showed up. So I can't even I can't validate that. But it was cool.
Okay.
And I will admit
I'm still
cheated.
Interested in the Pro Max. I know you guys are abandoning it, but...
Well, I've never
said... It's
going
to have to be really good.
I never said that I was abandoning it, nor did I ever say I was going to do it. What I did say was that I like the idea of a smaller form factor, and if the only difference was going to be LiDAR, that was not going to be enough. New evidence surface saying that, well, it's actually, besides telephoto...
The larger sensor.
I'm like, ooh. Now, if Apple does one of these things where it's like, and if we have whoever Phil Schiller's replacement is up there, and he clicks it and whatever, and now we see what the difference between what the new sensor with larger this, that, better astrophotography, night mode, this, that, the other, I might poop myself. I'm going to freak out. So I'll be like, I need it! So
you're looking for some type of camera exclusives, potentially.
the only way, and I did say this and I stand by it, the only way for sure I'll do iPhone 12 Pro Max, what a name, is if you have the video portrait bokeh for that. That will be...
I still feel like that's not going to happen.
Then, so my point proven is like, I can't necessarily say I'm looking for it, but if you give me something in videography, not photography, then you got me. I don't care about the size at that point. But until there's something with videography or something that's groundbreaking for front-facing cameras like that, I can make an argument for the iPhone 12 mini, and that's where I'm at right now today.
Cool.
How about you, Gary?
What'd you say?
What iPhone are you getting, Drew? And why?
I don't know. I'm kind of in Randy's same camp, except I'm not... My argument isn't I have a dedicated camera that I would rather use. My argument is is there features that are going to be noticeably different when it comes to photography, and also I don't know if I want to get a phone that small. You know, on one hand, I'm like, I'm using my phone less and I'm trying to battle smartphone addiction, so I'm not typing on it as much as I used to. But then also I'll pick up my wife's iPhone SE on occasion and just be like, ooh. This is small, and the 12 mini is going to be smaller than this. So I don't know.
I'm so excited.
I know. I'm kind of happy too.
I'm so excited.
I don't know. I'll have to. I will definitely pick up both, which means I'm going to have three pre-orders to do. Because I don't want to wait till November, so I'm going to have to pick up one of the 6.1 inch iPhones and the 12 mini and the 12 Pro Max. It's going to be a big mess. But
also, to be fair, really quickly about that smaller thing, it's because you're going immediately from something so big to so small. It's that drastic. But like anything else, we'll adapt and we'll get used to it. And I feel in regards to not just like dedicated cameras, but I will say where iPhone for me, like on my trip and stuff like that, I noticed that I will use my iPhone for – it has the best, like, overall, if I want to capture scenery.
Yeah.
It has the best
HDR. I will give it, every iPhone since the XS Max has had better HDR than my Sony. And that's something I've noticed a couple times.
And the ultra wide helping me punch in more. Like, I love what it does with that. The only way I like using a dedicated camera now, if I'm going to take photography, is if I have a subject, like an actual thing I'm trying to punch in on. Is nighttime, day and night difference way better on not getting pixelated. You can still crop in. It's more than 12 megapixels. It's like 24 or something like that. But everything about it, when I want to punch in on something, I saw this white grizzly bear and I freaked out when I
whoa.
Yeah.
White grizzly bear.
So as you, so Drew
where,
has
where
not
have
been
you
on
been
my
hanging
Instagram.
Out, Randy? What
I was at Yellowstone.
What neighborhood do you live in?
I was at Yellowstone National Park, and it's on my Instagram, so I guess I'm going to plug mine. but I posted there. Anything that has a subject, and I did like a 10-photo album, anything that has a subject was shot on the Sony. Anything that was scenic or Old Faithful shooting the geyser up and stuff like that, that was all shot on my iPhone. Now,
cool.
or photography iPhone. But I saw a grizzly bear, and I took out my iPhone, and I took out the Sony, and I punched in as much as I could to get the grizzly bear, because you have to be, they say, 5 school buses away from a bear or a wolf. You can't get any closer than that, or you're going to...
Everyone else uses the metric system in the United States. 5 school buses.
The whole world, metric system, me. That's about 5 school buses. I tell you what.
The distance between the Earth and the Moon is approximately 1 giant space blanket.
That looks about right. That's about 1 eclipse away. I measure things by eclipse.
Right.
So, but when I took the photo, I tried. When I punched in, it came out so gross on the iPhone. I was like, I can't. There's nothing salvageable here. And on the Sony. I just did a little sharpening to clean it up a little bit more, and I just used this type of lens.
135 mil.
Thank you. And so I punched in, and I just cleaned it up a little bit, and you could see the bear doing its thing. And I was like, wow. So other people obviously have those really long telephoto ones that you can smell the bear at that point. You can see what he's doing to his teeth. So that's different. But for me, just using that point and shoot, I was like, oh, this is great. So subjects – I think a dedicated camera will be best when you're in circumstances like that where you want to punch in, or like when I'm doing nighttime photography. But the overall, like, you want to get capture a scene, I think iPhone has it. Anything else behind the way, because like what Nick said, the HDR is just phenomenal. That's all when I'm taking photos, I'm like, man, that's all software doing this. Like, it's so phenomenal that it could do that. And I think iPhone, in my opinion, has the best camera over Pixel, over Samsung, over anything else, because it just cleans it up and it gives you the ability where it's not too saturated. You can do your own color correction as needed. And I don't think any other smartphone with cameras can do that. And I think iPhone will keep taking the lead on that. But
I'm biased, though I agree.
Yeah, sure. But all that to say, if the only thing now talking about these new iPhones is telephoto and it's 5X from ultrawide or whatever it may be, it's not enough anymore. It's because the iPhone 11 Pro that I have is enough, and I'm not going to get rid of it. So if I need something like that, I'm going to have it with me the same way I have my 10S right now, recording whatever I need to record for podcasts and stuff like that. I will adjust as need be, but it's no longer – this has to be my only camera. The best camera is the one that you have on you. That's the saying from whoever, and it's true. And like 90% of the time, it will be done on this phone. But that other 10%, I don't think needs to justify spending $400 or $500 or however it's going to be just to do one aspect that really isn't a deal breaker anymore. So
my other concern with the 12 mini is battery life, though. It is a significantly smaller battery.
It's going to beat my iPhone 10. That is guaranteed.
Oh, yeah. It'll beat your 10, I have no doubt. But I have gotten accustomed to the Pro Max battery now on a daily basis, being able to forget to charge a night and still have a full day's use afterwards. So it could end up being quite a downgrade in the sense of battery life. I guess it depends on how good the A14 chip is. But I'm curious to see what Apple says if the 12 mini is... You know what's annoying about the compare page with iPhones is everything is about the same or about the same as this. And then if you go back to those, they say about the same. You can't get a good...
Just give me numbers.
It's all relative. Every battery life is relative to another iPhone. How long is the 7 Plus battery? Oh,
more,
it's about 2 hours
useful.
Longer than the 6 Plus.
Honestly, that's more useful to the average consumer, because
if you have an iPhone, if you don't, it's kind of confusing.
They have an iPhone 7 and they're at, 92% battery health or whatever.
I don't think it's a good conversion for people who want to jump ship from Android. Like, oh, it's about the same as
all the Android fans.
Samsung Galaxy S12.
We have 12 hours on the Pixel 5. It's so much better than the stupid iPhone. It's so much better.
Well, it's not an easy metric to give. I mean, it very much depends on how it's being used and what's being used. But I feel like the jump we got this year, it's not been posted as we're recording this, but I just finished my 11 Pro Max 1 year review. That was the flagship change, I would say, year over year. I noticed it was battery life, like night and day. I notice it on the daily, and Apple said 5 hours longer, and I think everyone kind of rolled their eyes at like 5 hours. That's kind of crazy. But now I'm using it, I'm like, no, that was right. 5 hours is about how much longer it would last. Like, just simple screen on time, like easily hitting 9-10 hours each charge is pretty much 5 hours longer than my 10S Max would last me. So I'm worried that the 12 mini will be worse than something like the 10R. But hopefully A14 chip is pretty good. But hearing that the sensors are about 50% larger on the Pro Max makes me more interested in it. That makes me more tempted to try it out. I just hate that I have to wait so long. It's the latest release ever.
It is. It's
November 20th is going to be delivery day for the 12 Pro Max. Like, earliest possible delivery the 20th of November.
I feel like the maybe that's why I'm okay with doing the mini as well, because it's like, if I don't like it, well, I just got to wait 10 months. So it's like, I feel like my turnaround period is not as long, and I've been with the 11 Pro, having it for over a year, and I'm still completely happy. I guess part of it's also psychological. It's like, well, it's still the latest iPhone. But it's also like, it's a great freaking phone, so I'm okay with that. But if I don't like this next lineup for whatever reason, I was like, all right, well, I'll just wait 10 months or whatever until they announce the next one. And that's, I can live with that. And I agree about the battery thing. I think that is a concern, but I feel like we're in such a position with everything's wireless charging. I got cables everywhere, and I feel like the phone can charge in my car, at my desk, wherever it is. And I don't no longer see that as a deal breaker, more so because I future-proofed my house in such a way that wherever I go, I can charge something. And yeah. Like you, Drew, that you've been talking about, and I know Nick has at least said it offline, I too am trying to also break away from, like, well, I'm not trying to be so glued to the phone. It's not going to be the worst deal if the battery dies sooner or whatever, because I'm not trying to be that much on it regardless. Mm-hmm. And if I take away the temptation of trying to stay on the phone, even if it's that new toy high that you feel, that euphoria, I purposely want to take away certain incentives that keep me glued to the phone, because I rather – like, you talked about the iPhone addiction or smartphone addiction, and it's
no, just iPhone. I don't get addicted to other phones.
Because when you pick up a Pixel, you're like, oh, what is this?
Like, can I be done now?
Picking up a Pixel is like tasting soap on your tongue. You just don't want to put it down. Hey, you guys spent a whole episode digging at him, and I want to get my jabs in too.
Go ahead.
A whole episode is in 5 minutes at the very end of
it's one of the more popular ones of last week. Anyway, that's not the point. But the point is that, like, I'm also trying to position my mentality in regards to, I don't want to be glued or addicted, and can I break this obsessive need of constant, I need to update, I need to get this, I need to. It's like, okay, well, maybe I can update still, but get something that is objectively worse as an experience and still be okay. Because I want to, I would like the end goal to be, for better or for worse, depending on how you want to bring that up, to be like, how I don't update my iPad or my watch or my Mac. And I want my iPhone to be something that's like, when it feels it's appropriate enough. I don't want to update just for a camera alone anymore, and it's more so just for my own mental health of not being so glued into my phone. Exactly. If I could take away the temptation, then okay. Because what am I using the phone with? YouTube? Okay, well, I'll put it on the TV, or I'll put it on here if that's the case, or downstairs on the TV. But otherwise, like, social media, I'm really trying. I'm not perfect, you know. I won't say I am, but I'm trying really hard. I'm pretty freaking close. But I'm trying to break certain habits that are really hard for my own mental health, you know? And not in a depressing sense, but just like, why do I feel like the first tick I have is I need to, like, when someone's talking to me, the first thing I do is I'm like, uh-huh. And then I just feel like I'm being rude. No, I hear you. Yeah, you're great. You're good. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I don't like that. Yeah.
They are addicting. But speaking of wireless chargers, did you guys hear the leak about MagSafe making a return?
Yes.
Woo! That's cool. That's so cool.
Did you
cool.
hear about, like, the – how do you think that will work with, like, a magnetic built-in wireless charger? Like, what – how's that really going to work?
Two words.
I have the perfect power. Example for you. You ready?
No. That's why I wore this today.
I know. I love it. I love
we have
your
an Apple Watch.
Messaging.
We have an Apple Watch charger.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God! How did you do that? What?
When has this been a thing?
That is how it's going to work. It's just going
to... So you think this is Apple's entry point to ditching the port entirely? Is there going to have a giant charge puck on the back, just like an Apple Watch?
No, it won't, I'm sorry. The puck will be in, like, a... wireless charger thing, but the way it kind of, like, into it, that'll be very similar.
Snap together.
Yeah. Like, you don't have to worry about, as Johnny I've said, you don't even have to worry about a lining or completely hermetically sealed charging system. Just
I like that
universal
idea.
Universal, clicks whenever. How would you feel about it being two ways? I know that's not what that one little side thing is, but there's one that clicks like that, like the old MagSafe for the MacBook, and then there's one for the
I think
back
that's
as
dumb.
Well. Ooh.
I don't see the point in I don't see the point in removing the port just to replace it with something else that you would have to pick up a wire and hold it up to the phone. It might be slightly easier than lightning, but I feel like...
Wait, are the rumors for a cable with a puck on the back or for a base?
The rumor is this Tuesday we could be seeing a wireless charger from Apple, not AirPower. I'll say it again for the people in the back. It is literally the opposite of AirPower because the premise with this whole thing was that you could drop the phone anywhere on it and it would be able to charge. Also, you could drop your AirPods and your Apple Watch on it. Didn't matter the location. This MagSafe charger approach is trying to solve the same problem in a completely different way because the problem with AirPower, right, is that wireless chargers, you need to align the device properly to get the charge accurate. With this MagSafe approach, it will make sure that there's basically no way for you to put the phone on the charger wrong. Every time you put your phone on the charger, it'll look somewhat like a standard Qi charger, but the magnets will help it guide to lock in exactly where it needs to, and that way you don't have to wake up one morning and be like, oh, shoot, I didn't align it properly. And this is also how Apple has, you know, their own special way of wireless charging, just like AirPods were their special way of Bluetooth headphones. But there are still some reports out there that they're thinking about removing a port next year. So I'm wondering if this is how they think they're going to get there and how they're going to justify it. But I don't know. I'm curious to see how they work because I'd be interested in them if they have a vertical standpoint, like if they were adjustable.
Yeah, that'd be cool. That would be cool. Mm-hmm. I give it 2 years before they remove the port. I don't think anything happens the following year for anything.
Okay.
I will give it 2 years. Now, I'm going to contradict myself. They removed headphone jack and gave you AirPods immediately, but it didn't pick up until a full, you know, year lap around afterwards and stuff like that. And then since then, AirPods Pro, and then it blew up to become one of the biggest accessories. I don't think they'll see the same success when it comes to charging, but I do think
I believe
that something as vital as charging and also data transferring and having that ability to do both, it's going to be growth pains again in a sense. And I give it the soonest is 2 years that they would remove lightning and have maybe some type of proprietary something that would let technicians do what they got to do to get into it for hardware.
Like the Apple Watch maintenance port.
Like the Apple Watch. Same thing. I think I feel like they'll have something like that always just for security purposes and stuff like that. But I feel 2 years introducing, here's what we have. I'm going to give you 24 months for everyone to get used to this idea, and the time starts ticking whenever this is announced that, okay, that's how they're going to do it, because maybe we can innovate. And I say innovate loosely because, you know, Apple's all about innovation. They
can't
find ways.
Anymore.
Innovate my butt. being able to imagine, okay, so we got this magnetic circle, clicks on it, and so far, oh, that's so cool. And now they can. You got 24 months to expand. I don't know why my
just turns on his metronome.
He's gonna start rapping.
Well, I found that 24 months to get the thing. I found my metronome
for the Google
hot key. So 24 months, and then within 24 months, they'll drastically improve these wireless pads that can charge, not just charge, but maybe in some way have the same technology of like AirDrop, and that's how you can transfer data and stuff like that. It could somehow help to be some type of, not hub, but some type of transmitter that goes from phone to device, device to phone, and that helps in some capacity. I could see new technology being introduced that you don't need USB-C for, and it's going to be experimental. And it's going to be very niche, and it's going to start with like, oh, here's the biggest – start with, you know, a phone and see how it plays out. And I can see iPhone just playing around with that. We'll still have USB-C for iPads, Macs, everything else. But when it comes to that, to the phone, everything will move that. And yeah, yeah.
I think it's a bad idea to remove the port. And I know they don't want to, but I think that they should adopt USB-C. I think that would be a much better move.
Ooh.
Personally.
Well, you're wrong.
What do you think, Nick? Okay, go
you're
ahead.
Wrong.
Okay. Ooh. Back to me?
Fight.
Yeah,
so,
back to you.
Fight.
I said back in 2017.
Excuse me. I'm the one talking here. This is this is why I am so upset at you Apple sheep who are like, oh, we have to have USB-C at the same time. You hate every smartphone with a USB-C port. It is just so counterintuitive. Get all wireless.
Not
no
because
ports,
it has USB-C.
Kill it all. Just go straight to the wireless future, folks.
Is your iPhone using your port right now?
No, it's not.
What about the one recording?
It's on the Qi charger.
Oh, okay. When was the last time you used your port, Nick?
It's been a while. I have a Qi charger next to my bed, and a Qi charger at my desk, and a Qi charger in my car. So.
Huh.
You have a Qi charger. I can't remember the last time I charged it. What?
You have a Qi charger in your car?
I do, yeah. It's just like a little clamp mounty thing that, you know, you put the phone in and it clamps on and it charges it with the Qi charger.
Things.
Yeah, it's pretty handy.
My mother-in-law had one of those. Yeah.
But I haven't used it in a while.
I used to think the over-the-air charging thing was around the corner, and it's been 3 years now, and nothing has changed in that market or in that
development.
It's
about as around the corner as RoboTaxi.
It's still going to be getting everyone cancer.
I don't think it's anywhere near close. I know that in today's world, 2 or 3 years from now sounds like a long time, but then the 2 or 3 years go by, and you're like, oh, shoot, here we are. didn't happen, you know? Like, it's very easy for something to sound just around the corner. Same like every year we hear, well, next year maybe they'll find a way to reduce the notch or put cameras behind the display. And then the years come by and you're like, oh, here we are. Still hasn't happened. It's pretty much same size notch. Except for the
iPhone 12 mini, smaller notch. Another, that's the only reason why I'm getting it.
Maybe. I'm still unsure about that one now, seeing all the leaked images or leaked renders and stuff. I don't know. They'll do something with it, but people were assuming, I think, it would be gone by 2020 and reduced in 2018 or just a hole by 2019. And here we are, and it's basically just – it's still there staring at us every day.
Menacingly. But,
menacingly. Yeah, I feel like USB-C is so widely supported as it is, and all the reasons you brought it to the Air 4 – I think you can apply to the iPhone, because there was nothing USB-C was capable of that Lightning wasn't capable of. It all the USB-C reasons for the iPad had to do with most accessories or other cables we already have being USB-C, so you can use it with accessories you already have, and I feel like you can apply that same logic to the iPhone. And I think that as Apple is running out of features to add, like I think next year is going to be incredibly boring to the average consumer, design's going to be the same, and it'll just be spec bumps here and there, slight camera improvements, but again, law of diminishing returns, you're not able to notice a difference year after year. And moving towards more things that are reasons to not upgrade, like removing the charge port, so now you have to Qi charge exclusively, or you have to get new accessories with the little MagSafe cable along the side, I think that'll be a turnoff for people. And it's already going to be hard enough to sell phones with a port, let alone try to sell phones without one. I think it'll turn people away and be like, well, why would I upgrade? And then I can't use all the cables I already have. So I think adopting USB-C would be their best bet. I don't think they will. And they're probably going to try to do a portless iPhone, but I don't think it'll go well. This is the guy who defended the removal of the headphone jack. And I say this is a bad move.
Huh.
Why do you think it's any different than the headphone jack? Because your argument seems to be... Well,
because AirPods were a thing.
Yeah, well, this new magnetic charger is going to be a thing.
Not the same at all. If there was a way for me to charge without having to drop the phone in a specific place and it could charge across the room, that would be more equivalent to AirPods, which I think were a huge success. And I felt like wireless headphone technology had gotten good enough that it was time for the mobile industry to start pushing third parties like, hey, get ready, we don't need this 100-year-old port anymore. But we don't have the equivalent of that in charging, and it's more crucial, like Randy said, than headphones. Charging something everybody's got to do. Headphones are something some of us do, but not everyone. And for one, there's no like headphone jack to lightning adapter they can just throw in the box to make it really easy for you to use your own accessories. And if they did, it would look clunky, something that snaps on the back and lets you plug in lightning. It would just look so dumb. Something that simple.
Something
so
like
I
this?
Think, yeah, that's dumb too. But if I only had to charge the iPhone every 6 weeks, it'd be a different discussion. Yeah. But we have to charge our phones at least every other day. Most people charge every day. And I think I could get by. You know, I mostly wirelessly charge, but I'm talking general market trend. If they're trying to get people to upgrade every year, this I think would turn off a bunch of people. Same with like, you know, when it comes to factory resets or data recovery and that kind of thing. It's a way bigger task than just removing the headphone jack. It's a way bigger deal.
Well,
I could see them push it for privacy reasons. Be like, hey, it's harder to hack now. You can't brute force your way in as easily as before. But I think they'll try. I just don't think it'll. I don't think it's a good move.
I get it. Like more so is like I feel like so many cables are lying around too, and to make them obsolete would be a. Just not a good idea.
But guys, I got so many of these 30-pin cables that are just so useful, and I cannot use them anymore because Apple nixed the 30-pin port. What am I supposed to do with all of these things, huh?
Get a lightning cable?
They could include wireless chargers that accept lightning with every iPhone, and then just be like, convert every lightning cable you have to a wireless charger with this accessory.
It's only $9.
Okay, that's a good idea. I like that.
I doubt it would be $9. It'd probably be like
$90. Sorry.
$90. That's more like it. Yeah. That makes more
now
sense.
That I can see.
Uh-huh.
So I finished the morning show yesterday.
Ooh. Oh. What did you think of the last episode?
So I sat through it maybe begrudgingly at points just because I wanted to give a show a chance, so doing any Apple TV Plus what original thing, just to say
I've been
that,
watching a lot of TV Plus lately.
Have you? Well, that's because you got no Netflix. You broke yourself.
No, it's because we were planning on canceling it at the end of the month, so we needed to use it up.
Yeah.
So, but now that's been extended. Apparently, maybe. We're getting an extra 3 months.
I just started defending Jacob last night, so I'm on episode one. But so watching the morning show, not the content of the show, but just the production of the show. I understand why Apple invested so much money into this thing, and they're using star power to really get attention and notoriety to their shows.
Very much.
I don't know how I feel about exclusives only when you first start off. I was this hesitant about Disney Plus for the same reason, but with the Verizon thing, that kind of took the worry away, and maybe a year extension of having free Apple TV Plus takes that worry away. But I don't see – I just don't agree with that format. I feel like if you're starting off, license out other shows to put on your platform as well to give – viewers options the way Netflix did it, the way Hulu did it, and have more content from launch than just have we have five shows. I'm like, all right, because then when you're done, it's easy to just kind of like dismiss it. I think when you want to get to the point where it's only originals, okay, fine. But if you ask me right now, pretend it wasn't extending and it goes out next month, I would not renew, and which is why I was watching it. It was like, okay. That was a thing. Now I got to see, Jennifer Aniston be mean and watch Michael be a gross person and like, oh, that was great. And maybe now I get to watch Captain America defend his boy on something. So it's too early for me. Maybe whenever it's time to cancel, even if it got extended, like to me, that's like even Apple knows it's not doing well then, I think.
Probably not a good sign if they gave away
like
a year for
like
free.
It's like arcade.
And now they're like, actually, another 3 months.
They really want you to forget about that subscription.
Not going to happen.
So desperately.
I'll come back in 2 or 3 years when there's more content, and maybe I'll revisit and see. But it's the same reason why I kind of...
But they won 18 Emmys, Randy. So.
Yeah, but so does Schitt's Creek, but that was, you know, that's a great show. So
that was a great show. I agree.
Alexis, I am so glee.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think the shows, the biggest problem with TV Plus is the catalog, I think. It's like, if you found a couple shows you like, then yeah, it's great. But the problem is there's not that many. And if
you
can't
find one. I don't
want to
pay that money for it.
Yeah, if I wouldn't pay a dime for it. It's not a matter of it being too expensive. It's the idea of paying for it. So I watched. I'm still watching Long Way Up with Ewing McGregor and Charlie, which is really fun.
I need to watch that.
And I watched all of Little America with my wife, okay. And we enjoyed that one. That was pretty fun. And I think that was it. I think that's pretty much all. We watched Trying. We finished that show.
I just watched Trying for your recommendation this week.
Oh, okay.
Ever so abundant free time. I was like, it's a cute story. Not really.
Yeah, it's cute. I feel like it doesn't need to be a show, though.
Yeah, it would have been a great movie. It was kind of drawn out a little. Like, they took a good 1 hour, 2 hour movie and...
Uh-huh. They're like,
that's
how do
I
we
felt
make
about
this...
the morning show.
Oh, really? It would have been a better movie.
It would have been a better. You could have cut out a lot of fluff and get into a 2 hour movie or 90 minute movie. And I think the same. If it's leading up to, with no spoilers, if it's leading up to the same ending, you could have executed that cleaner on a 2 hour movie. But I can see for whatever reason of them wanting to continue and now do a season two. I understand.
Well,
but
you need to keep paying.
We could just condense this entire hour and 15 minute podcast into just a few highlight clips and post those. And then no one would have to watch the whole show. And it would save a lot of time. And it'd probably be the same.
Speak for yourself, Nick. People missed me. They need
That's
their Randy.
Yeah. I think
it's
long
Nick.
Term,
Nick is people.
Yeah. Nick is the people. I think a long term of Apple knows that the end game with all these streaming services is that the winners are going to be the exclusives, which is why they can't really get away with the back catalog as much or getting other content that they earn the rights to, because whoever they're trying to reach out to get the rights to stream that show, they're going to want to have their own streaming service because they're part of some other big media group. So Apple, from a business standpoint, I could say is probably making a long-term smart move with this because, in my opinion, just from a personal preference standpoint, I don't think they've found their Stranger Things, as I would call it. Netflix has Stranger Things, which in my opinion is like their – they have a lot of stuff, but that's like the thing someone will keep paying for. That's the thing that will keep people coming because it was such
a
global –
It used to be House of Cards.
Yeah, for a time it was. It was like you got to get a few flagship shows that keep people there, and for some of you that's probably going to be The Morning Show or For All Mankind.
Dickinson,
of course. I think Beautiful. We can all agree. Best, best show by far. For me, it would be... No, I can't even say Little America.
But that's my point. But I was saying that'd be my point about Schitt's Creek is that like it was outsourced from a Canadian broadcast and it made it on Netflix and it only got popular because of Netflix and it's not a Netflix original and no one would have guessed that it looks like a Netflix original but it's not. It's some
would argue a similar thing happened with Breaking Bad.
I agree.
The show really took off when it got on
it,
Netflix.
That hurts me because it ages me because I remember it on AMC. I'm like, no. But it was such a good show. But the Netflix effect is exactly why I feel like a back catalog can do well still for the streaming platform and for then whoever the producers of said show would be. It doesn't have to be a win all or win none type of thing. I like the idea of collaboration, especially when it comes to media. Like I feel like it's collaborative in nature. Find your golden eggs, so to say, and invest in those. Like, hey, I want to work with you and I want to put this on. You do your thing. Because it's also the same thing with what it was with Lucifer on Fox, and then they moved it to be picked up as a Netflix original. But it was so popular on Fox, and it at that point it was also streaming on Netflix. And when Fox canceled Lucifer, uproar happened. And for the first time that I think I can remember, Netflix revived and saved the show that's extremely in demand. That it's going on for another season now because it was so in demand, and that was Netflix saying, "I want to work with you and work in keeping this show going." I would like to see more. Okay. I think Apple hit the ground running on purpose with like morning show at the beginning to say that this is not your child friendly Disney thing going on. You know, like this is Disney buying Star Wars and you see death and all that stuff. Like, to me, morning show was like, oh, forget what you think you might know about Apple. It's not just child friendly like how we want YouTube videos to be advertiser friendly.
They're this is, like HBO-esque.
Yeah. It's very HBO-esque. And yeah. I get it. But I feel like there's a way you can meet a middle. If you want me to pay you that type of money, there has to be a little bit more of a catalog for me. And that's why I'll come back in a couple of years and we'll see where it's at. But just for where it's at right now, $5, $10, whatever, it's not, to me, worth doing that right now.
Oh, man. If they increase the price on it, man, I would definitely never sign up. I'd be like, so you think it's worth more now after all this? Yeah, I feel like, well, we're in the Apple game. We're buying hardware. We'll probably get our fair share of TV Plus for years over the next few, over the next decade. We'll That's probably true. Get a chance to tune in without having to ever subscribe. But I think... Apple knows long term, like they could spend the money to get a show like that and pick it up, but they know that long term they won't be able to keep it. So they would rather spend that money on producing their own original content because they will never lose that. And I think they're really into that idea, is that they want to create these high production shows that they're hoping do well and they hope get awards and stuff, because then, since they own the rights through and through, they never have to lose it to anyone else. So it will permanently. Always, but so they're again playing the long, long game, not playing the short term. Like, how do we get subscribers now? It's like, how do we get loyal people that won't ever unsubscribe because there's shows that they keep coming back to? I just haven't found that show yet for me. that I would be like, I need to keep going. And I'm sure there's some people that are, but that's kind of the whole streaming game, is finding the shows that everyone wants to come back to.
You got to hope that the show also, like, longevity. Like, so many people, myself included, canceled HBO after Game of Thrones. It's like, all right, well, goodbye.
And that was their show. Like, Mandalorian and Disney Plus. Yes. That's,
goodbye. Yes. Yeah.
That's it.
Oh, but if you cancel Jeff Goldblum, I quit. I'm telling you. but, like, okay, so the second thing that came around for HBO that made me, like, find my loopholes, like, ooh, try a 30-day free something, will be like Westworld or something. I like Westworld, and I want to watch the latest season of it.
I haven't seen that one, but I've heard
good
things.
It's amazing. I recommend it. It's so good. But it's not worth paying for. Yeah, I'll wait when I get like, oh, come back, 14 days free. Cool. I only need 3 days. I'm going to binge it. But HBO's Game of Thrones was the one that was like, okay, this is worth paying for its time. And then when it's gone, it's gone. And I feel like that could lead up to the case for Apple, where it's like, oh, cool, new season. I'm going to pay for a little bit and goodbye. And the only way I see them fixing that is when they forcefully bundle it into some other thing that you pay for with that Apple One that I believe will, you know, adjust and get better over time as well, or at least more intricate. And maybe you can build your package and you're like, all right, well, if you want that, you have to have Apple TV. So it's like YouTube Premium. All right, well, I'm paying for YouTube Premium. I might as well use the music app as well while I'm at it. It's not – it wasn't a deal breaker. It's just it comes with it, so I'm going to do it. I could see them doing that with like maybe Apple TV Plus and like, all right, well, here you go. And arcade and this, that, and whatever. So services is a tricky business.
I really appreciate the art that they put into the show. And I think that if anything, it's going to be the art that keeps me interested, at least in the Apple TV Plus content. The whole trying show was filmed with an anamorphic lens, which is pretty rare, and I love the look of a good anamorphic lens, which you get really pretty bokeh, and it's like blurry around the edges, but like the center is very in focus. I really love anamorphic lenses, and it's those kinds of decisions. Like the entire show, I didn't notice a single scene in that entire show that wasn't shot with an anamorphic lens. And like those lenses are pretty pricey, and you know, not something that normal studio would say, we're going to shoot the entire thing in an anamorphic lens. And there's just a lot of production value that I feel doesn't really come across well in the few Netflix original shows that I've watched. It's like Netflix originals kind of feel like the, you know, Chipotle, McDonald's level of content, where Apple TV.
You compared
Plus
those
like
two?
A steak
like
dinner.
They're in the same category?
Yes, actually.
Uh-oh. Randy's offended.
Did I just make some enemies here? It's no Tacos LG, that's for sure.
I would say it depends. I mean, there's the difference with Netflix shows is that there's so many of them. There are some that are very, very well done, very, very well edited.
Maybe I haven't seen those.
Well shot. But yeah, TV Plus has a smaller selection, but they are very well filmed. I agree. Well produced and well shot and everything. They're going for that high class market, I think.
So they're going after
Agreed.
Me.
I'm getting sick of all the services, though, as we talked about before.
Oh,
I think
gosh.
There's too many. I'm getting annoyed with subscriptions, which is why recently we've rediscovered a lot of old things. It's a long story, but basically when I was really young, I had a different Apple ID than I do now. At some reason along the way, I decided to change Apple IDs, and I don't know why. I just – something came up, and I decided to switch over. But on my old original Apple ID – I used to buy movies on iTunes all the time.
Hey.
And I used to redeem movies from, like, you know, in the old days, you could get a DVD with the digital redemption code and all that. And I would attach them all. And they were all on that old Apple ID. And I had to find a way to get them all back because I was bored. And I was like, I'm going to find more content that we can watch and we don't have to pay for because there's all these services. Yeah. Coming at us all the time now. So I got out an old iPad Mini 1 and logged into my original child Apple ID account and found all these old movies that I used to have. And I was like, yay! So I added that to a family sharing there to my new Apple ID so I can access it and stream it all on.
Nice.
So I had all these movies that I had once owned that I had lost over the years. And also A few years ago, my sister gave us a big box DVD set of Everybody Loves Raymond, which is one of my favorite sitcoms. And we've been going through that
It's Raymond. No,
Deborah!
Come on. I don't even sound
she
like
has
that.
A 20...
There's too many subscriptions!
My wife's MacBook Pro from 2012, which still has a DVD player in it.
Oh,
it's still chugging along. So we're going all retro this past week, been watching old shows on DVDs and old movies I had on iTunes, and I'm loving it.
You're ready for any type of apocalypse, you're ready for it.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. So that's
which is why I keep the entire office and the entire Parks and Recreation and entire
yeah. Next time those go on sale, let me know. I'm thinking about it. I want to see if I can buy those shows or buy something I really like to keep permanently and not have to be like, got to keep paying for this month to month to month. But speaking of,
why would it be narcissistic for you to just go if you're bored and you want to watch videos? Go watch your old shorts. I mean, that's fun. That's not narcissistic.
That just depresses me. All right. I do that on occasion. I'll go back and watch old YouTube videos, but then I'm like, man, I thought this was cool, didn't I? Here
pew,
I am.
Pew, 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 pew.
And I've seen them all a million times. But speaking of streaming services, did you hear about the HomePod Mini starting at $100? Do you think they can revive that?
It's going to be... Allegedly, if it's going to be 3 inches, I mean, I don't know what that's like, so I mean, I have to compare. See what it means.
I bet the tagline could be 3 inches can pack a punch.
Oh my gosh.
3 inches. It's more impressive than you think.
Could this save the HomePod, or is this just going to be another gimmicky accessory that no one wants?
If it's open up to Bluetooth and all that stuff, I can see people like it's competing with the Google Mini thing. So mm-hmm. I could see it being way more successful than the regular HomePod.
That's for sure. Yeah.
Will it save it? I think so. I think it might. It'll definitely make it relevant, but. It's gonna make HomePod obsolete. Like if that's supposed to, that like don't buy that thing. It's gonna be a gateway to getting you the HomePod because when you realize how limiting it is, because what the biggest gripe is like, I can't pair it to anything else. It had to have Apple Music and all that. And then people are just like, nah, I don't understand.
They made too much resistance in the product.
Yeah, I don't understand home speakers, like smart speakers as a whole, just because it's not my... We talked about this before. Like someone like Nick is used to... Okay, dude, but he's the talking generation, talks to Siri for everything, to whereas I'm more of a...
Drew and I are the same age. Are you like calling me a little kid now, Randy? I take personal.
No, what I'm calling you is that's what you've built your... You've trained yourself to do, and me...
Randy, I hate you.
me, a sophisticated intellectual, will just type it out because it's quicker. I just click it and boom, it's done. And I don't want to talk to a speaker to, I hate you. Thanks, Nick. I just got the text. but I don't want to talk to my speaker. I just want it to do its thing. I want it to play my music or whatever, or YouTube or whatever. And it just does it. I don't want to feel like everything has to be a conversation. Sometimes, surprising, shocker, I don't feel like freaking talking. I just want it to do. So.
Well, yeah, I'm in that way, too. I don't really have many conversations with Siri or Google, but I do enjoy our smart speakers. We've got lots of them still. And for the simple idea of not having to pull out my phone and pull out the music app and start connecting it to a Bluetooth speaker, like just the simple act of being able to call out in a room to play a song, I love that. Okay. That experience is very simple. HomePods is just overkill. I think they started way too high. And yes, the connectivity was way too limited. It's way louder than it needs to be. It doesn't, like, it's cool to show off, kind of like in their TV Plus, like, approach of high quality and everything. The HomePod sounds so good, and it's so small, yet it can get so loud. It's like, yeah, but most of us using smart speakers, using them in the home, are not blaring parties. You know, we're not having dance parties all the time. You want something in the background, and getting something that can rock the house is cool and all, but charging $300 for it is just...
Well, remember when you used to do your little countdown on Twitch?
It couldn't...
It still does that.
No, I used to do that all the time. But I mean, we still use our smart speakers, though, every day, and we call out to them. We don't have conversations with them that much. It's mainly just like timers and music. But it's not a $300 value, essentially. Whereas I think $100, I think they have a chance at making this actually a product people buy instead of – I don't think it matters that Siri isn't as smart as Google. I've used Google Assistant and Siri on the daily, and they are both stupid for majority of things. They're both – like digital assistants have been around for nearly a decade, and I still think they're very dumb compared to what you would think a virtual – assistant Jarvis could do in 2020.
Yeah.
They miss such basic stuff, and Google still has a hard time picking up when we're talking to it. I'm like, really? After all this time, you haven't figured this out?
You've been listening to me for 5 years, Google. You still have to enunciate half the time.
And sometimes we go into the bathroom and it's playing something and we're like, play this. And it's like, do you want it on the kitchen speaker? And it's like, I'm in the bathroom. Why would I want to play it on the kitchen speaker?
I'm sitting on my throne. Where do you think I want it to be played at?
Why would I call to you in the bathroom to play on the kitchen? Like, there's still really basic stuff that it misses up. And Siri, I think, gets the basics done. Like, she'll play the music and she'll set a timer. You know, she'll do what you need a digital assistant to do for the basics. And if I would say it's closer to a $100, similar to how AirPods were a big hit. I think there's a good price for Apple accessory that people, you know, don't necessarily have to plan the whole year around, like, which iPhone am I going to get this year? But something like, hey, let's check out the mall. What could we get today? What's available in the accessory market? Ooh, there's this cool little speaker that we could pick out that we can talk to and play music. Like, Amazon, I didn't see it coming. I didn't think the Amazon Echo would be a big deal. I was clearly wrong on that. When that came out, clearly they invented this new product category that sold really well and has been very popular, and everyone is now throwing in their own approach to it, and I think that Apple just overdid it on the first one because they just wanted to have the best sounding one, I guess, but I don't think that's
there
where the value
was. That wasn't a popular niche.
No, the Amazon Echo didn't sell well because the audio quality was unmatched. It sold well because it was like convenient and simple to
understand. And people
understand
who wanted good audio quality knew that Sonos was going to be, at the end of the day, still a better product, right? Like,
sure. HomePod, if you're going for just pure audiophile level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get the Sonos with the, Alexa, you know, title.
Play
title
me a new. I'm sorry, it's a Schitt's Creek reference. And so, Alexa, play me YouTube, Spotify.
You're setting off all their devices, Randy.
People are using Alexa on our podcast, congratulations. You guys are awesome. Alexa, go back to playing Talosive Tech podcast.
Dyslexa, play Talosive Tech.
Introducing our new assistant, Dyslexia.
Dyslexia. Talosive Tech podcast.
I think $100 is good, though. Huh? I won't pick one up myself. I've got too many, but I think $100
between you
is
and
good.
Me, I might actually pick one up.
Ooh. Oh, you're thinking about it?
I will not be picking one up.
So I don't, because I returned the HomePod and I will tinker with it. I will give it a week or two and we'll see.
That's
I want to at least.
Do you have a speaker system that you can connect from your phone in your house? If you just wanted to have music on in the background, you can just... So there you go. This might be perfect because it's not permanent, because I know you're not necessarily going to be there long, long term. But like, you have something that you can play in the kitchen while you're cooking, or, you know, just as mood music. And then if you move out, you can take it with you and it doesn't take up a lot of space.
It's also very portable. I could bring it with me.
Yeah.
It's like a travel size type of thing. And the only speakers I have are my studio monitors, and it's not meant for music. It's meant for mixing and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I just happen to use it for YouTube or something as well. But to have something that's a little bit more portable, maybe I want it to play in the because I listen to podcasts or books or music when I take a shower when I can, and it is extremely quiet on my phone or even sometimes on the iPad. It's just like it doesn't really do it, and I have to prop it up on my toilet and play or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's just for me, having like a little speaker and it, size matters, and sometimes yeah. Okay.
But it's 3 inches and packs a punch.
But
it's more impressive than you think. I like that.
Yeah. It's 3 inches. And it's more impressive than you think. So much punch for 3 inches.
You'll never be more impressed by 3 inches. But the other thing $100 starting price would be good for is people that buy speakers that they plan on putting in multiple places. You know, one for the bedroom, one for the kitchen, one for the living room. If you do that with the current HomePod, you're easily looking at $1,000, $1,200.
Right,
but
right.
$100 HomePod is like, okay, $300 and I have a complete integrated sound system throughout my whole house.
It would be so cool if they even – and I doubt they would because you're, you know, cutting costs where you need. But if you bought two of the little HomePod minis and they did the same thing as what the stereo HomePods would do in regards
to – I could see them doing that.
It would be cool. I would like that. I would get behind that because then – I can buy three of them for the same cost of one if they were on full sale and still have a complete setup surround sound. Because I do currently I do use the Apple TV, so I would put them – I would dock it next to my TV here and maybe one on my desk. And if I can get that Adobe Atmos, whatever that is, you know, and get something that feels
Adobe.
Like that – I said Adobe. I'm sorry.
Adobe Atmos.
I said Adobe. all right, I'm done.
So you're thinking about picking one up if it comes out on Tuesday?
If it comes out on Tuesday, I would. Yeah, I'll pick it up. Time will tell if I would keep it or not. But I would, for that type of price and for size and stuff like that, I would give it a chance. And that's what I did with the HomePod.
Cool.
The HomePod, I gave it a chance, and it just did not wow me. I'm as all right. It's not for me. I am always open minded of giving a new product a chance and stuff like that. So maybe I'm more excited about HomePod Mini than I am an iPhone, which is weird. But
ooh,
it's more of a.
Wow.
I'm curious.
I'm just hoping the event is not just iPhones. Although there is a lot to talk about. I'm sure
it's going
to
be Silicon Max and the HomePod Mini.
Oh,
iPhones is the November
that's true.
Event.
Ah,
that would be interesting.
We got it wrong.
Tim Cook's going to get up there on stage. Down the hallway, and he's going to be like, good morning.
Down the hallway.
I'm so thankful that you've taken time out of your day to join us here today. Today, we're going to update two of our most beloved categories, Mac.
The HomePod.
And the HomePod. To kick things off,
it
let's go
to
Deborah.
It would make more sense to do
that
because then they can release everything in November for iPhones at once, and then Drew
would
be
make
happy.
Sense. It would make sense, but then no, you get me more waiting.
I want iPhones to come out so we can stop talking about them.
I agree. I'm tired of speculating, personally.
I know. I want answers now. It's been too long. But are either of you interested in the
next year's?
Oh, yeah. There will be less to speculate on, though. Are either of you interested in the MagSafe chargers, or are we tapped out when it comes to Qi chargers?
Assuming I get a new phone, maybe.
Yeah, you'll kind of need one.
Assuming what the price would be.
Probably $3 million.
Okay. That's pretty good.
All right.
I'll take two of them.
I'll take out a second mortgage.
Well, if you get, you have the Apple card, so you can finance it.
There you go.
Easily,
it's only $8,000 a day.
Just cost me my entire life.
Yeah. It's not bad. No. Your grandkids will pay off.
Are you going to get it, Drew?
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. If the price is good, and the features, like if it's vertical, I don't think I would get it if it was just a flat charger, because I don't need more of those. But it would be nice if I could replace my Pixel stand with something that magnetically holds my phone, because this is the last Google product I enjoy. So we can get rid of that. Then sure, I'll pick one up.
Yeah. Unlike HomePod Mini, where I'm willing to give a chance, I don't need to get a charging device a chance. It's either like...
What if it has exclusive AirPower animations?
And sounds.
Nope.
I would be interested in that.
I would watch it on YouTube once and like, all right, my phone's on silent anyway. I don't care. It's always on silent.
No, I just like the look, the little animation with the phone come up and then slide into the...
Animation of
that.
Lies
awesome.
With my Apple Watch Series 3 web of lies. I don't believe it. No.
If you guys both get the 12 mini, I won't want to get a 12 mini. I will feel
really
like I'm falling in with the crowd.
So you're telling me that I have to get something other than 12 mini so that you can have
No, I'm saying get the 12 mini so I can justify the Pro Max. That's
You don't need me to justify your bad habits there, Drew.
Yes, I do. All right. Well, I'll see you guys on Tuesday. Stay tuned, everyone. High speed. Can't wait for 5G talk to be over. And
high speed
thank
is
you for
definitely
watching.
For the Max, though. Just saying.
Oh, right. That's fair. See you guys soon. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.